Hey, you queers. Thanks for tuning in to me, the Dainty Dyke. That intro was amazing, and I have to say that. I asked an artist I know, their name is Bella Larson, if you want to look them up on their Instagram, to write me an intro to the podcast. I also gave them very minimal direction because, honestly, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. This is just going with the flow, hopefully figuring things out as I go. But yeah, Bella truly knocked it out of the park. I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I enjoy it, because I can listen to it and be like, wow, this is a real podcast. Yeah, so the intro is fabulous. I'm obsessed. Just wanted to say that. Now, welcome to my new podcast, where I'm going to be talking about everything to do with queer women. I've tried to write and record an intro so many times. I can never decide what I want to share about myself or what I think you might want to know about me. I think it's very hard to talk about yourself and to kind of like sell yourself, you know? I don't necessarily think I'm going to sell myself to you guys. I think that these episodes will sell themselves. But I do want to give you guys a bit of information about me that I consider important for you as a listener to know. And then, you know, maybe if you decide to keep listening or you want to check out my socials, which I'll plug later on in this episode, you could let me know if there's anything else you'd like to know about me. Yeah, and I'm sure in the future I'll have more episodes around me, my life, my partner. But yeah. So let me start with, well, you probably guessed it, I'm a lesbian woman, also like a super big dyke. I reside in Hamilton, Ontario, and my pronouns are she, her. I have a beautiful wife, two weird little wiener dogs, Wally and Rosie, and a cat, Isaac. We have a very weird relationship. I don't know if you'll hear too much about him, but he's grown on me in recent months. COVID has made him a lot more lovey and has brought us closer, so that's a good thing. I really like camping, being outside and in nature in general, occasionally hiking, you know, if I feel up for it, I guess. Having a beer or a joint by a nice fire, cozy, and traveling, although that was pre-COVID, so I'm not sure traveling at all, you know, for the foreseeable future. So maybe I'll take that one off the list for now. But in terms of the podcast, I'd like to consider this podcast pretty progressive. I won't tolerate any kind of bullshit that invalidates lived experiences, but I want to also say that I recognize I'm a cisgendered white woman, and there are many things that I'm not well read on slash haven't experienced myself. Point being, I'm always open to feedback about my content. If it makes you uncomfortable, let me hear it. If I say something that offends you, let me try and make it right. You know, I would love to have everyone feel comfortable listening to this podcast. I don't care what your race, gender, sexuality, religion, whatever it is, you know, I hope that what I can bring to you will just make you laugh and no stress. Also, as my intro says, TERFs aren't welcome here. Really any form of bigotry. I just don't think you'll like this podcast. So, you know, if you're listening and you're a racist or a TERF, maybe turn it off. I don't know. Don't really want you listening. Don't really think you want to listen. So I'm pretty open and honest about my life. A really important part of my life is my PTSD. So you'll hear about this throughout episodes. I'm going to try to include trigger warnings on episodes where I might discuss heavier topics. However, this is a comedy podcast. I mean, Like, what's funnier than the concept of a dainty dyke, you know? It's not necessarily that real. So I don't intend on being too serious on this podcast. I think that my trauma has just added extra spice to my comedy. So I'm hoping that that presents well to you as a listener. But again, I'll try to include trigger warnings when talking about, you know, traumatic issues. If you're listening, you're probably queer to some extent. Maybe you don't identify either way, but you just think gay ladies are fascinating. And I would agree with you. I think gay ladies are pretty fucking sweet. So you're in the right place. And the Dainty Dyke is my attempt at highlighting the best and the worst of the lesbian community. So through TV, film, dating stories, and Hot Topic culture bits, I think that there's a lot to discuss, a lot to talk about. So you'll see a variety of episodes that cover these topics. There's a lot to highlight, and while I do plan on having some more noticeable guest appearances, I also just want to make this real. I'm going to be chatting with friends, relatives, my partner, exes, friends, exes, etc. The list goes on. Essentially, people closer to home. I just think there's a little more value in that. So for a schedule of episodes, you can expect to see new episodes on the 15th and 30th of each month. After releasing this introduction, I'll be releasing a few episodes sporadically throughout August for you to enjoy the beginning of the Dainty Dyke. And come September, I'll move to kind of a more strictly bi-weekly basis. So you can expect at least 2 episodes a month, hopefully more. It just depends on scheduling and, you know, life, whatever comes up. My ultimate goal with the Dainty Dyke is to offer you all some new, unique, queer content and make you laugh. Again, remember, trauma equals spicy comedy. I've found that through podcasts, what I've gained as an individual has been heartfelt, real, raw discussions about things that are relevant to me. And I hope that you as a listener can also experience that through what I bring you. So if you think that the Dainty Dyke might be something you're into, hit subscribe wherever you're listening and be sure to give me a 5-star rating. I know this is the first episode and it's only an introduction, but I truly think I deserve it. And I think that you'll like what comes next. You can follow me on my socials. So on Instagram and Twitter, I'm at thedainty_dyke. We can chat on there. You can let me know what you'd like to hear, who you'd like to hear, if there's certain people you think should be on my podcast. And stay tuned for the Dainty Dyke podcast launch giveaway through Instagram. It's a bit of a long sentence. But yeah, so I'm giving away some cool little items through the month of August. So tune in. And thanks again for listening. I hope you enjoy what's to come on the Dainty Dyke. And I hope to see you again soon. Bye.